of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. It's Thursday. I love being here on Thursday.
605-4567 is our phone number, the 19th of March, 705, and the news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, it's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue's at the helm. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Carl.
You liked your news this morning, as usual?
Thank you so much.
And then, of course, Trish Clark. Trish is here every Thursday.
I am.
It is.
I try to be.
You know, as much as I enjoy having Linda with me, you know, you come in with a little bit of a different perspective, and you come in ready to hit people. I really like that. Where Linda's a little more, she's a little more laid back until you reach those nerves. And then she'll come out like a tiger. But you don't take too much guff from anybody.
Well, and I think I'm a little more political than Linda is.
Linda is not political until it gets into certain things, and then she's, Katie bar the door.
Yeah. You know, it's 34 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak, and we're looking for a high today of 63, a low of 36, and on sunny, and sunny on Friday with a high of 66 and a low of 38. And on Saturday, a high of 71 and sunny and clear, a low of 42. And again on Sunday, sunny, a high of 72 and a low of 48. On Monday, a chance of rain again, and looks like it might get a little rainy through the rest of the week. That's good. We're going to need all the rain we can get during this month, but like those sunny weekends, kind of get out there and catch up on some of those weeds and stuff in the backyard. Beans, we're not going to be out and about anyplace else so
much. We got plenty of time for that.
Yeah, catch that. Our yard should be beautiful this year.
Borrow those kids that are home away from school.
There you go.
Just say, hey, you know, those kids making you crazy. Why don't you send a few over here? I got some jobs for them.
There you go. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Sue, we got any traffic things going on out there?
Yes, we just have one incident to report, a live or deceased animal at I-5 North at the South Avenue on-ramp. Otherwise, just if people are traveling in the higher elevations, watch out for black ice and snow, including if you are planning on traveling on Highway 36 this morning, and if you're closer to Mount Shasta, you might run into delays. Also possible delays, snowplows working closer to Weaverville and Willow Creek this morning on 299 West. Now, Carl, back to you.
And also look out for the fog. When I left my house this morning, I couldn't see out to my driveway.
Oh.
Right close to the river there and all the way up and all the way just below Bonneville before I could actually see clearly.
Well, I didn't think, I didn't think there would be that much, going on since yesterday hell froze over. Representative Omar from Michigan praised President Trump.
Get out.
She did. Just as Governor Cuomo, Newsom, CNN, MSNBC, what it said was, she says, putting politics aside, great leadership is needed now, and it's being done.
Wow.
The channels are coming out, and we're seeing other people saying essentially the same thing, that Trump is doing everything a man can do. And the people that are, that are concentrating on this, calling it the Chinese flu, have totally missed everything this man has accomplished here. Putting on that first quarantine on the Chinese in January.
Which they criticized loudly and longly.
Oh, of course they did, xenophobic and racist. And then the things that he's doing now. I mean, he's evoked an act that's 70 years old, to a presidential act, to get the supplies to the people we need, to be making the materials we need for masks and everything else. Mm-hmm. He's just signed, as soon as he got it, he signed this aid bill that's going to help people that, like we were just talking, servers, people working in the service industry. nails. I went past this nail salon that's always full. The three people that worked in there were sitting there in the chairs by themselves talking to each other. And that I walked by them one way, it was like that. And I came back half hour later, still like that.
Yeah.
And so he signed those bills. The Governor Cuomo, Governor Newsom said, this man, you know, every time we're calling, there's people there. They're, you know, if we need something, they're helping. So President Trump has stepped up and done the things he is absolutely supposed to do. Unfortunately, our economy is because of this virus, and I'm thinking it must be because of the supply chain fears, is still, still
well,
tanking. But it'll come back in a couple of months.
It will come back much more quickly than it went down, I think. And I think what we still have to remind people is I'm glad to see that people are finally recognizing, but this is exactly what President Trump has been doing for the last 3.5 years. He has been stepping up to the plate, fulfilling the promises he made when he ran for election, and quietly and completely going. If you look at the list of things he's accomplished in 3.5 years that the press never talked about, he has done a lot, an incredible amount to decrease bureaucracy, put this country in a position where that economy could go up. Can you imagine if we hadn't had the economy that we've had over the last 3.5 years and this virus hit? We'd be in a total depression at this time, because we're back now to where the stock market was when President Trump was elected.
Just yeah, you're right. Think if this had hit and just maintained
where we were with the unemployment rate that we had, with all the things that were going on 3.5 years ago when he got into office, what would have happened?
Yeah,
I think it's interesting also that they finally are able. They were able to overtake Nancy Pelosi's attempts at putting all the pork into those bills that originally came out.
They're finally, you know, they're finally pulling back and saying, you know what, this is time to put this aside. Let's just help our constituents, you know, for a change and not line our pockets and all these other things. I'm very happy to see that happened.
I've been watching.
I heard one of the this one New York Times said, oh, and McConnell's not doing anything. Well, they made the statement before the bill had even gotten to McConnell's desk. And McConnell had said, I'm putting it on warp speed. And what had happened was they had to rewrite it again in the House. And then by the time it got to him, after she had made the statement, they had to walk that one back. Because they're so quick to find things to blame people. And it doesn't have to be right.
Well, that's exactly right. And that, you know, there was a list that came out yesterday or day before yesterday. There was like 25 things that the press had gotten wrong about this coronavirus. I mean, everything, the lies that they told about everything that he was doing, the contract
calling
with Google,
calling it a hoax,
you know, that he told the local hospitals to help themselves. That's not what he said, but on and on and on the different things. So
they take things out of context.
They absolutely do.
But anyway, I think it's interesting to see people that are, I mean, sworn enemies of the, you know, maybe not Cuomo and
Newsom.
Okay.
When he came out and said he got everything that he wanted from the president.
But the people are saying it's working, the system is working, and we got a lot of other things to talk about today.
Well, I got one more thing I want to bring up about the virus.
Okay.
I just want to say we need to be very careful in the state of California. Because Governor Newsom, he's so far so good, but if this guy gets even that much of a chance to call martial law, he will.
Well, you know what?
How quickly we give up our rights.
Yeah,
how easily something can be set in motion that we can live with for a long time if he puts into certain things.
Well,
we really need to pay attention.
Well, we don't know how long this virus is going to last, but I would say this 2 weeks is we're whistling in the wind, because I think it's going to be closer to 6 weeks. But we've got to see. If people do what they're supposed to do in the social distancing and keeping their hands clean and all this, and get over this panic, trying to buy everything and
stop it.
The supplies are coming in every
three. They just can't get them on the shelves because people are buying, you know, five times what they
need. Which is why Raley's, Safeway, all these stores, Costco, everybody is hiring people right now. If you've lost your job because you're a server someplace, go down and apply right now because they're hiring hundreds of people.
To stock shelves.
To stock shelves, and it's for 30 days. Mm-hmm. I think that's great, and you need to take advantage of that. And seniors, you can shop early in a lot of these stores. So you don't have to go up.
I went yesterday. I went for the first time, and for probably 7-8 days,
mm-hmm.
No potatoes, no pasta. No butter.
You went to the wrong spot.
Well, I know. I probably did, but I had to laugh.
I'll tell you a spot.
Kidding me?
I'll tell you a spot off air. Because we'd like to be able to go back and buy pasta there. But Linda doesn't go out and buy six packages of it. She'll buy a package or two packages. One, and then you have a backup.
Well, I had my small little list.
Great news.
Okay.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up over 108. The NASDAQ Composite up by over 214. The Standard & Poor's 500 up by 33. It's climbing, like by the second.
Well, I think when you start seeing things like the president is taking these steps, that it's starting to bring confidence back into the buyers, the big buyers out there, and the people. And also when it's reached this depth, this is a time really that you need to start putting money back into the stock market.
Because I had some money to put in.
It's going to come back. Hey, we got to take a break. The one thing that is consistent here throughout this whole thing is my sleep number bed.
There you go.
My sleep number setting is 55. I dropped it from 60. You know, I'll give myself a little more rest. And Linda's sleep number setting is 45. And she is she's happily ensconced in bed this morning because she's been running around doing things. Because we have a show that's going to play tonight that I want to address a little bit later on. That is, I think everybody needs to listen to it, and we're going to rerun it. But tonight it was recorded yesterday. But the sleep number right now is having a sale. I believe the sleep number stores are open. But right now, they're still having the sale. You can save up to $600 on the select Sleep Number 360 smart beds for a limited time only at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Sleep Number.
One of the best ways to keep yourself healthy is to get a good night's rest.
There you go. That's one of those things. Or if you feel a little down, just get into bed and make yourself feel better by resting. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Joe Martino from Orchard Nutrition. We're going to talk about eating healthy and how this can help you, too. Because one of the things you want to do is stay healthy during all of this as it goes on. 7:17 in the morning and 36 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with a peace of mind that your vehicle is in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And Trish Clark and I are here today. Chipper, happy.
Happy.
Present.
Always.
Always. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living, right here at the middle of Reading, 301 Hartnell Avenue. Staff goes above and beyond to make sure all of the people that live there are happy. It's not an assisted living facility. This is for people that are active seniors that want to have, don't want to worry about taking care of plumbing and yards or things like that, or cooking, because they have a gourmet chef there. River Commons Senior Living. If you want to find out just how good it can be, give them a call at 238-5981 and arrange a personalized tour today with Brian Martin. And Brian would be more than happy to take you through there and have lunch with them and find out what's so great about River Commons Senior Living. And they're pet-friendly. Worry less, smile more. Well, speaking of worrying less and smiling more, it's always a pleasure to have Joe Martino in here from the founder of Orchard Nutrition. He's waving to everybody. And he brought with him today Karen Kruger, a certified nutritionist, because one of the things, this whole week we've been talking different aspects of the of COVID-19. We started with a perspective on Monday how the Spanish flu from 1918 and 19, how they fought it, draws an exact parallel to what we're doing today. We learned something from that, even though it killed 600,000 people. We didn't have the it moved slower, but it moved on the train lines, steamship lines. And when they started social distancing, because they understood germs and microbes, the cities and that went into the social distancing had much less infection rate than the cities that didn't, like Philadelphia and Baltimore, who just got decimated. The next day we talked to Dr. Mark Pierce about today, about keeping yourself healthy today, things you need to know. About he tested the first one that we thought had COVID virus. The Health and Human Services asked him to do that, so they brought her not into Hilltop, because he owns Hilltop Medical, but outside. And they had the whole kits with them and everything that they were given, and did that. The sheriff was on yesterday talking about the emergency, the state of emergency they declared, and why he declared it then and not earlier. He declared it not because we have any cases. We don't have any cases right now in Shasta County.
We have two quarantined.
We have maybe two quarantined, but no cases. Self-quarantine, but no cases. The one case we had after He's been retested since then. He no longer has the virus, so it's gone through him. It was for two reasons. It's one, to be ready, you know, when if this does get to us or when it does get to us. And the second one is open up those economic gates so we can get FEMA and state and federal money in here to help our people in the small business loans.
You have to have declared an emergency by a certain time in order to be eligible for those as local government. And there's a whole
today, we have our two guests today. We're going to talk about eating healthy and the things you can do nutritionally to keep yourself going. And then at 8 o'clock, Stephanie Bridget, DA, will be with us to talk. And she's going to address the price gouging, the scams that are going on right now, and the what's happening to the court systems, because courts are being canceled. So what's going to work with that? So, Joe Martino, thanks for coming in today. And we're social distancing ourselves in here. I've wiped everything down with something that is so strong that it's taken – I no longer have fingerprints. I've been wiping down everything. So good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
And good morning, Kara.
Thanks
for having us. Now, Joe, I have to ask you, because you, of course, are Orchard Nutrition. You started it 32 years ago. 1982. I'm not sure how many years that is. That's more 38. Than that. 38 years. Yeah. That's right. 1982.
I used to be younger.
We all did. Joe, what are you seeing at the store? I mean, because this is, you all are so famous for having the 100% organic. You know, you've got it all. You know, including nutritionists that are walking the aisles to help people. Have you emptied your shelves?
pretty much. We're trying our best to keep them full, but I'm glad to see that people are taking preventative. You know, keeping cleanliness is one of the important things. Most people have to learn how to wash their hands. I mean, just getting them wet with a little soap doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Got to make sure you get all integrated in the whole thing.
Your fingertips, in between your fingers, 20 seconds minimum. And it doesn't have to be anti-germ soap either. Just regular soap will work.
No, just clean it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's just a lot we can do for prevention that is just good habits to get in anytime. Why do we need a scary epidemic to do it? But it's a good idea right now for everybody to get wise on it. And that's why we got pros like Kara on the floor with we're not just clerks, sir.
We're going to get to Kara in a couple of minutes here after the break, talking about, you know, things that we should be eating and stuff to help our immune system and stuff.
You bet.
The rush on everything, though, you know, it's, first of all, it was kind of a panic type thing. Now I believe that people maybe are going to start drawing back a little bit, but I don't know if that's true.
And it's not apparent yet in the stores or the shelves.
Yeah, everything seems to be empty. So your produce, too, because it's 100% organic.
That's correct.
Is it, that's maybe just a little bit harder to replace than just stuff taken out of fields in Mexico.
That's true. First of all, ours is hard to replace because we can't deal with things, not just chemically, but temperature control and so forth. It has to be in season.
That's right.
So there's a lot of restrictions in our industry that have to do with prevention. We're more about prevention than cure. And for a virus, I don't even know what the cure is. They haven't told us that yet, have they?
Not yet, but the amount of people that die from the flu every year is into the tens of thousands.
Oh, yeah.
And if nothing else, maybe this will kind of wake people up to that. And the same things we do that we would do with the flu, stay at home, wash your hands, and all that, I wonder if that's going to have an impact on just the regular flu that already has killed several thousand in the United States.
Well, what the urgency causes in the way of learning and just knowledge that they didn't take the energy to get before carries over to other things, even the common cold.
Well, we would certainly hope so, but I can only wonder why no one was taught as a child to wash their hands. I mean, that was part of my growing up, certainly in my household with my children. We taught them to wash their hands. That was part of the process.
Sure.
Well, I think they do. I think that what
I don't think that's true. There's a lot of people
well,
that don't.
They do.
When did we start doing all this? Well, I've had people say.
If it wants to scare you, they did a study of in bathrooms about who washed their hands.
Yeah.
Women were really good at it. I think you all were like
better than men.
80%. Men were like 30%.
Yeah.
I think now that that's going to be. I think it's going to be all, I haven't seen any guy walking out of a bathroom that doesn't wash his hands now. Now I'm not sure. Of course, then you've got the handle of the door that's 6 feet away. So,
but
now,
you have a little piece of toilet paper in your hand as you go out the door.
Well,
I've done that for years.
Unless you have the air dryer.
Yes, but I do notice that myself long before this, even in airports or whatever. Not spending any time in the ladies' room, but the men. They'll wash their hands, throw the towel in the bin, unless they use the dryer, either way, and then just grab the handle and go out.
Yeah.
Now, that's got to be the worst handle to grab barehanded.
That defeats the whole purpose of it.
Yeah.
So, I've been using
either my sleeve.
After I dry my hands, or grab it.
For years, take an extra towel and have it in my hand to open the door on my way out. If there isn't the garbage handy, it goes in my pocket.
Really? I just drop it on the floor, which might tell them to put their garbage can a little bit closer.
Yeah,
and use your feet to open the door.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break here. I'm with Joe Martino, the owner, founder of Orchard Nutrition, and Kara Kruger, and she's a certified nutritionist. When we come back, we're going to talk to Kara about things we can do and eat to kind of keep our internal systems healthier, and which helps fight off some of these things. We're trying to address the COVID-19 in a holistic approach this whole week. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, you know, there's been a big run on sales on guns in California, and ammo. There is a place in Las Vegas totally sold out. I saw a video on it yesterday. I mean, everything is gone in the store, ammo and all the guns. He says, we're just kind of like we're all sitting here today. We're going to play hearts until the next, you know, shipments come in. Bastiani Arms has ammo. I checked with them. They're a little short in nine, but they've got everything else, and they've got plenty of guns down there. But once you get a gun, you got to learn how to use it, and that's Northern Firearms Instruction. Whether you just want to learn how to shoot, if you want your CCW, if you want advanced training, if you want training with rifle or unarmed combat, all of it comes under Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Trish Clark and I are here. It's 36 degrees. Can you imagine it's this cold? I saw frost on windshields when I came in this morning.
Absolutely. If you were parked outside this morning, you were scraping your window if you left early.
There you go. And we'll be right back with Joe Martino and Kara Kruger from Orchard Nutrition, 732.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in. Check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're just in here chit-chatting. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Phone lines here are 605-4567 if you have questions for our experts. The 19th of March, 35 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, the financial programs for a lot of people have just gotten hammered over the last couple of weeks. But it's going to pass. It's going to come back. And you need to talk to some experts over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial to see what you should be doing, how you're prepping for it. Should be putting more money in it right now. Because the prices of stocks are really the lowest since 2007. But she has all of your insurance and financial needs under one roof at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call, 221-0441, and talk to the experts down at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Well, we're here with Joe Martino, the owner of Orchard Nutrition, and Kara Kruger, who is a certified nutritionist. And the shelves are getting a little skosh over there at Orchard Nutrition, but you've got stuff coming in every day.
Yeah, we're trying to keep up with it. We're doing pretty well.
Good. And, Kara, the people need to keep themselves healthy. And we've gotten ourselves into a society where fast food has taken over from the meal around the table at night, which I think is one of the things that are coming back, since if people are really social distancing and keeping their families at home, maybe now we can start looking at how we can eat and how it will help us.
It's never been more important. We're in a time where hopefully we are at home cooking healthy food and staying away from, pardon me, the acidifying foods, you know, because the body operates on a pH balance, mm-hmm. and most of our immune system is in our gut. So, you know, having a healthy gut, putting things in there that keep the body happy and well, but also staying in an alkalized state. And alkalinity has never been more important, because viruses, pathogens, bacteria, parasites, they all thrive on acidity. And so, you know, when we're out there grabbing the French fries and believe me, you know, we look around and it's like, it's a great time to want to be comfort eating. You know, there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of fear.
Chili dog yesterday.
Right. You know, and stress and fear are the worst enemies of your immune system, because that's when the immune system gets weak. And then we're grabbing the burger. We're grabbing whatever it is to kind of manage the moment. Or, you know, we're on a grab and go because there's a lot happening.
Yeah.
But it's never been more important to have that great, you batch of organic soup or the salads or grabbing the food that's really going to nourish your body, keep your digestive tract well, stay in an alkalized state to the best of your ability, and keep the stress levels down.
Well, you know, Linda fixed the chicken soup the other day, and she used, organic, thank you, to Joe, chicken broth, and just made this big pot of soup that, you know, was great. And the it's those kind of things that you can eat. So give us some specifics, though. Say, can we go through, like, the whole breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Can you give us kind of some hints on every one of those? I mean, I know you can, but.
Sure, absolutely. You know, first of all, I mean, I love keeping vegetables on every plate. Our bodies were designed. One of the first things I learned in nutrition school was the fact that, you know, our bodies were designed to operate on about 60% live raw food. And if you look at all the plates that we're eating, we're pretty far from that mark most of the time. Because although we may put a lot of, how many people are putting a steamed vegetable in a salad, you know, next to whatever your chosen protein source is? Good for you. Yeah, you're one of the few. Thank you for that. But I mean, we're supposed to be designing these plates, you know, where we have a lot of vegetables, but also live raw food. We need those enzymes. Enzymes are the catalyst for digestion and making sure the nutrients are delivered. So
Does steaming take out any of the nutrients? Or
you know, if you're lightly steaming, it's good, but we start killing enzymes once we get up over about 110 degrees.
So we should be looking at al dente.
Right, al dente, but you also want to have some live raw
some
food.
Keep some live raw food on a piece of celery and a little sliced tomato next to it.
Well, fruits and vegetables both, they're loaded with enzymes, and it's never been more important. And so I love doing, you know, the lightly sautéed vegetables in the morning, and you can do
an
omelet with that, right? Or, putting avocado or choosing a smoothie with lots of nice raw vegetables in it. You can even put live raw greens in your smoothie in the morning with a scoop of protein and, you know, load it up with some of those
bone
healthy
protein.
Ingredients.
You can get the bone protein smoothie mix at Orchard Nutrition, by the way.
Yeah, the bone
broth. I eat it by the spoonful. So. And I wash it down.
right.
Then I run the work that mixes it up. Okay, so for breakfast we can do that. Now, there is a shortage of things out there. I have people tell me all the time, Jared went out to buy some potatoes for his mom.
No potatoes.
There were no potatoes. Yeah. There, in fact,
no
I go up to some place, there's no carrots. There's there's nothing. So how do we substitute during this time, as to try and stay as healthy?
Well, there's going to be times where maybe we're buying frozen. Frozen is the best option. If fresh isn't available, frozen is your next best option. I know we carry a lot of, you know, great frozen vegetables at the store.
And those are organic also.
They are.
Absolutely.
They are. And so they are. They're fresh frozen, you know, so we're still preserving the majority of what's in there.
Okay.
If it's in Orchard, it's organic.
And that's what I tell. I say it's 100%. If it's on a shelf, it's 100% organic.
Now, you just said a key word, 100%. There's three stages, maybe four if you count not authentic, but there's three stages of authentic organic by FDA and USDA standards. And what good is if it is just a high percentage of organic but not total? It's like saying a glass is partly broken.
Yeah.
It just doesn't count. So 100% certified is a very important statement.
Yeah,
and so that's good. So we have if you can get frozen vegetables, good luck for that. I got okra the other day. I found okra.
Your favorite, right?
I do like okra. Uh-huh. So
I love it. But my favorite is raw. You ever eat it raw? Doesn't have any sliminess to the texture at all.
Do.
It's just much better.
But I was raised on fried okra. And
there you just ruined the
You just ruined it.
You just ruined the whole thing by frying it.
You nailed it, Chris.
There's no nutrition in it. I said I was raised on it. I didn't say that's what I did now. So, but I will. Okay, so frozen vegetables. We can use the frozen vegetables, too.
That would be the next best option if you can't get
fresh. And if you're
at Orchard,
they're 100% organic. Yeah. And that means from the ground to the handling to the shipment and to the store.
I like how schooled you are. That's absolutely true. Just growing it right doesn't keep it right.
That's right. It's got to
be. We even use purified water to water the produce on the rack. No games.
You know, when I say, when I talk about Orchard Nutrition, I talk about everything's 100%, and I buy there, and if it wasn't, I wouldn't say it, but it is. And so, okay, so then we.
I just want to throw in one thing about the store, though, because the thing I love best about it, because I'm not that knowledgeable about some things, and I go in, and I love the fact that you have these experts wandering around, and you can always find somebody to answer your question. However basic or complicated it is, you can always find somebody to lead you in the right direction. I think that's a huge thing for your store.
That is well worth saying to people, and thank you. That is true.
It is true. And you don't have to, you know, in some stores you can ask people questions and they have no concept of what they're talking about.
They usually don't know where the things are in their store, and they'll direct you to an aisle just to get rid of you.
And they'll still take a guess even if they don't know.
That's what I'm saying. They'll just direct you to an aisle, and they're gone.
The scary part is if they take a guess, but it looks like they know what they're talking about.
That's right. Yeah.
Anyway, but Kara, we're here with Kara Kruger, who is a certified nutritionist. And we're going to take a quick break. I want to come back and finish up with Kara and Joe here. But one of the things that we need to do is, besides physically distancing ourselves and keeping our hygiene up, is to eat healthy and to help our system, help our immune system, and help our internal system fight also, not just on the external side, but the internal side too. 7:45 in the morning, 35 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, and Home Helpers is looking for people also. With all of this is going on, there's more people that need assistance. They're staying at home. So Sharon Clark over at Home Helpers is looking for some good people. Also, if you need some help, whether it's just a couple hours a day or if it's every day, she's the one to call. I would trust her, you know, without reservation, you know, if I was having to take care of my parents or Trish or myself, I would call Sharon Clark. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Joe Martino and Kara Kruger.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you will be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. only temporarily, though. The pool was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment, despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
If you can find it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:50 in the morning, 35 degrees out there, partly cloudy. Looks like it's going to be a kind of, you know, partly cloudy day, sun coming out. Tomorrow's going to be sunshiny and Saturday sunshiny. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, who, by the way, is also is introducing generators into his service that he can sell you a complete house generator or generators of smaller sizes to keep your freezers and refrigerators going. And your air conditioning, TVs, all that out at Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. And I've finally convinced Linda that she does not have to self-isolate in Four Winds Jewelry, that she can go. She can come home and self-isolate. And she says, but Rebecca and Henry is, you know, I mean, they're only letting so many in the shop.
So many people at a time, and so you have to wait your turn because it's a necessary stop during the day.
It is. Okay. Hey, we're here with Joe Martino, owner of Orchard Nutrition, began this business in 1982 because there was no business like this of organic and healthy foods, and he was in the midst of fighting a health crisis and beat it. And then since then, it has grown to where we have it now, and of course, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, and everything in it. Let me say this again: everything in it is 100% organic. The supplements, everything, is 100% organic. And with also is Kara Kruger, who is a certified nutritionist. And for this week, we're fighting this on so many levels: the external levels, of course, of washing your hands and distancing, but the internal levels of eating healthy. And she's been giving us some hints about that. Are there certain foods? I mean, we talked about we've got to keep the alkalinity in your system strong. And how can people do that? Are there mixes? Are there, like the smoothies we talked about?
There really are, and I have it on the computer screen at work. You know, if people come in and they're battling certain things and we need to get them alkalized, and it's an easy list to find on the internet. If you just look up, you know, alkaline foods or alkaline acid foods list, you're going to get, you know, the graph, and it's going to show you, you know, what are the majority of the truly alkaline foods, and then it goes into the slightly acidic or mildly acidic, very acidic. You know, we want to stay over in the alkaline park as much as we can right now, because that's what keeps our immune system strong. Viruses don't thrive in alkaline environments, and so we want to do our best to look at that alkaline foods list, which is largely going to be, you know, it's your fruits and vegetables. It's those dark leafy greens. It's, you know, pumpkin seeds is in the very alkaline foods list. You know, it's like, woo, you know,
I like pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, there's a few choices over there that you go, oh, I didn't even even know.
Kale, spinach.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Chard. Char. You know, things like that. Keeping and your whole plate doesn't have to be covered in those dark leafy greens, but we need a percentage, you know, that's really going to feed the body. But also we can supplement with minerals. That's a great way to alkalize the body. You know, there are ways to feed the alkaline process with the foods.
Okay, so the minerals. So give us some example of that.
So we actually at Orchard have what is a blend. It's called Optimal pH. It's something you just add to your drinking water, and it will contribute to your alkalinity, you know. And many of us, if you were to look at where you're actually at on the pH scale, we're running a little more acid than we want to.
Uh-huh.
And so, again, being acidic is where we're feeding disease. Parasites and virus propagate.
The water in this area has tendency to be very acidic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so the water at Orchard Nutrition Center runs at a perfect 7.0. So it's perfectly pH balanced, and you can, you know, add a few of those pH minerals to your drinking water. And those are minerals that are good to have in the body anyway, but we're going to keep the alkalinity up a little more than normal. And this is the time to make sure that we're keeping ourselves on that side.
And you should be hydrating a lot, because you can flush this out of your system and out of your throat and everything. And if you're using, I understand, zinc lozenges.
Mm-hmm.
But this other thing you can do is then with the pH that you can add to the your drinking water, like Mount Shasta spring water,
right?
You know,
if
you don't want to drink it right out of the, you know, the faucet, mm-hmm. we have that. That you can add then to your diet. How about a smoothie? I mean, with that, something like, and I'll just say the bone protein, and then you add things like spinach and, you know, berries and those kind of things. But is that good for you, or is that something we should kind of like back off from a little bit?
Well, there's two sides to that. Number one, getting back to the water, most people are dehydrated to a point, and reaching pH balance, water is the first shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first important thing. And the second place is we have a manifold on ours, because it goes through an RO system before we do the rest of the treatment. When you take the minerals out of a water, like distilled water and RO water,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have acid.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be low. I mean, it's going to be almost like battery acid. So you have to add the minerals to get the pH balance right, and they better be organic and biochemically sound.
Well, that's really good to know, because a lot of people will be drinking, you know, this run-on bottled water. And
yeah.
If they're drinking that, then they need to add this pH balance, which
there
will be
go.
Down at the store today picking up. If you have any bottles, save me a bottle down there.
Sure.
When you buy the bottled water, I think a lot of people don't know that. You need to read the label to what you're buying.
Well, they don't tell you. You have to know how to look at it.
And there are a number of companies even that are fluoridating that water. And, you know, I mean, some of the bottled waters it might as well be tap water.
Well, exactly.
It is important to know where they come from and what they're putting in it and what their processes are, which is why the water at Orchard is such a gift to the community.
Yeah, you can come in there and get a glass or a...
Or a bottle.
Or a bottle.
Bring your own bottle. And
you're talking about the big bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Half the customers that come in are bringing bottles in with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Staying hydrated has never been more important.
Yeah. Linda drinks 2 glasses of water during the night. She'll wake up and she'll drink some more water. She gets up occasionally during the night.
I was going to say, I try to go to bed and stay there till morning. That's my goal, and I don't wake up. I'm blessed with it.
Well, you know, there's such a thing as taking care of yourself. Many of the ideas we're talking about because of a viral scare. It's a good idea anyway.
Yeah.
It's just more important now because, how am I being vulnerable? We don't even really know.
And if you're doing that on a regular basis, you're going to be less vulnerable to anything that comes around, whether it's the flu or this virus or the common cold or anything else. If your health, if your body is balanced and healthy, you're not going to be so quick to pick up.
What's more critical than opening up your body in a surgical procedure? And you see what happens there. These doctors, part of their training in school is how to wash their hands. I mean, there's a right and wrong way. And then to keep them up, they don't touch anything. They don't go near anything until they're done with their procedure. That's how important it is. So if it's important at that point in time, when it's a less risk, is it any less important? You can't see the enemy. You can't see the virus.
Yeah, it's not like something walks in. We've only got like about a minute left, so quickly.
Oh, quickly. Gosh, the most important things that I would hope that everybody stays conscious of is, you know, fear and stress is our worst enemy right now. Our immune system just completely tanks under stress and fear.
Yeah.
So I challenge everybody to, sure, stay in touch with good information, wash your hands, do what you can to stay safe, choose the best food you possibly can right now, and stay well, take care of yourself, and see if there's people that you can help take care of, because everybody's in need right now.
Thank you very much, Joe Martino and Kara Kruger, for coming in today. Stephanie Bridget is on her way in. She may be a couple minutes late, but thank you so much, because this tells us a lot. I learned a lot today about keeping ourselves on the alkaline side as opposed to the acidic side, and how you can add things to the water. So thanks again, and we're going to take a quick break for the news, and we'll be right back after the news.
Thank
Carl
you.
Carl Bond, Chris Clark.
Thanks so much.
Our Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says defeating the threat of the coronavirus is going to require national sacrifice.
The president views the fight against the contagious coronavirus as a war and has labeled himself a wartime president. He says efforts to stay home and avoid social gatherings to slow the spread of the virus should be viewed as similar to the measures taken during World War II.
Now it's our time. We must sacrifice together because we are all in this together.
Mr. Trump also signed new wartime authority, giving the government more power to compel private companies to expand production of emergency supplies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A growing number of Americans are suddenly losing their jobs as the coronavirus shuts down a number of industries, businesses, and even schools.
Not sure if you've heard yet, but we are closing after today.
Rochelle Yarnell, who owns a salon in Cleveland, telling WEWS.
I cried last night. I'm a pretty strong girl, but
Thank you.
It's sad.
Also pretty devastating for Wichita school bus driver Mike Tuttle on KAKE.
Devastating emotionally. It causes your gut to twist and turn.
Economists say the country is probably already in a recession and unemployment could spike to 20% by some estimates. I'm Shelley Adler.
Ford, General Motors, Fiat, Chrysler, Honda, and Toyota have confirmed they'll be temporarily shutting down all North American factories due to the virus. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the virus is spreading rapidly, and a factory setting is unsafe.
People need to take this seriously. We had someone die today because of COVID-19. There are other people that have been diagnosed that are fighting for their lives. Everyone needs to be a part of solving this so that the UAW and the Big Three can get up and running again, so that we can get our kids back in school, so that we can get our small businesses open again.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 58 points. More from townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Federal health officials say sick staff fueled the coronavirus outbreak in the Seattle area care centers. LifeCare spokesman Tim Killian says the coronavirus was totally unexpected and not planned for by anybody.
There are infectious control measures that nobody knew that the CDC learned by being within our facility. And the ability that we now have through this report to share some of that information and to give concrete actions to other nursing homes is a great relief to us.
10 of the deaths in Washington were in King County, most associated with that Life Care Center. Airlines are warning they may need bailouts as the virus outbreak brings more countries into lockdown. Central banks in the U.S. and Europe, meanwhile, injecting trillions of dollars more into the financial system to grease the gears of the global economy. Business confidence is sliding in places like Germany as well. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Federal Reserve has established currency swaps with 9 central banks overseas.
The idea is to support dollar lending in global markets that are under pressure from the impact of the virus outbreak. Under the swap lines, the Fed exchanges dollars for an equal amount of foreign currency. The move enables foreign banks to provide dollars to their banks that sometimes lend and trade in U.S. currency.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Concern among Americans that they or a loved one may be infected by the coronavirus rose dramatically over the past month, with two-thirds now saying they're at least somewhat concerned. That's up from less than half who said so a month ago. And it's all according to a new poll from the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research. It finds about 3 in 10 Americans say they're not worried at all. The survey also found that most Americans say they're taking some actions to prevent the disease from spreading. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Today, the 19th of March, 2020, 8:05 in the morning, news at the top of the hour brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. They're on top of this over there. They have some great information. We're going to talk a little bit about that here during the show. Phone line's here, 605-4567. I'm here with Trish Clark, of course, on my Thursday. And Trish has the weather.
And it's currently about 39 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 63 and a low of 36 and mostly clear during the day. On Friday, sunny with a high of 66 and a low of 39. And on Saturday, again, sunny, high of 71 and a low of 42. And on Sunday, a high of 72 and a low of 46. On Monday, chance of rain, a high of 62 and a low of 35. We're looking for a little bit of rain then next week, but a nice sunny weekend coming up. Get a chance with all this free time we have on our hands to get our yards all up and get those weeds out and get ready for the...
I'm going
to
rent some of Stephanie's kids to come weed.
I think there's going to be a lot of parents who'd be liking to have their kids do something to keep them busy. That's going to be a challenge for families with lots of kids. Weather's brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends and locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Let's go to Sue. We got some updates on traffic.
Yep, we do have a traffic collision reported at I-5 North at the Shasta Caverns Road off-ramp. It is tying up traffic. Also, because the weather is so beautiful, there's quite a bit of road maintenance and tree removal. So be careful. And this morning, very cold out there. If you're heading up in the higher elevations, you could run into black ice and snow, especially if you just passed Lewiston. And if you're heading up, that is on 299 West. If you're heading towards 44 Shingletown and 44, you can encounter possible snow. They do have snow plows out and about. And north on Interstate 5, they do have one lane closed. Southbound I-5, intermittent lane closure. This is just south of Weed to Truck Village. So just be aware of that. And then between Granada and the Oregon border, expect possible delays. Now, Carl, back to you.
Thanks, Sue. We're here today with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and I just want to report that I heard from one of my friends who was homeschooling their kids. Both kids have been suspended from school, and the teacher has been fired for being drunk.
I've seen that meme going around.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Well, you have a little house full, don't
I do.
You? Of course, yeah. your hubby is a retired California Highway Patrolman. He's been in the action before.
He's a teacher now.
And is he teaching now?
Well, because he's got four kids.
He's a teacher now.
Because he's got four kids at home.
You know, I've seen so many memes that are just hilarious. This one was working from home, and there's three kids laying on the floor duct taped. Their hands and feet are duct taped, and they've got it over their mouths. They're just laying there while mom's working.
Someone showed me that yesterday. I'm like, yeah, that kind of looks like a crime, but we'll,
That's not a crime. That is self-defense. Now, let's talk about things you can do in self-defense when you got the kids home. Sarah, our sales lady, has got three boys under the age of three. And one of them is sick. And she was calling yesterday because she's at home taking care of that. And it was obviously she had just lost control in the house. And she goes, she's trying to talk. And I just, Sarah, why don't you call us back when things quiet down? And that was yesterday.
I haven't heard from her since.
You know, I'm thinking about making one of those personal service calls to the, a home check to the police to go to her place to see if they have done something.
All three children and her are still alive and well.
There are a lot of things going on. We touched on one of them yesterday with the sheriff, and I'm sure we'll get into this, is what's going on in the court system. And then I saw things about people say, hey, I'm supposed to go to jury duty.
Right.
And so can we start with that?
Sure. So our courts have not shut down. There are precautions that are being taken to make sure people aren't coming in as close proximity or the best that we can. As far as jury trials, there are going to be no jury trials. So if you got a jury summons anytime between now and the end of the month, at least, maybe further, you do not need to report for that. We have two trials that were already in progress starting this week, and those did continue. One concluded yesterday. Jury came back with a verdict.
Murder, was that?
That was.
Was that murder?
Yeah, and the jury came back?
They did. There was a guilty verdict yesterday on that case.
Okay.
And then the other trial is currently deliberating. So there's no new jury trial starting, so you shouldn't be summoned to come in.
Till the end of the month.
Yes. I believe it's about 1 or 2 weeks into April.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's a number there that they can call if they have any doubt.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Call the courts. I'm sure they've got that already on their jury service hotline number.
Right.
But if you just go in there with your lawyer.
I believe week of April 13th. I just remembered the date. That will be the first week of any potential jury trials unless something changes.
Because I'm going to put this, I know you've put it out, sure. I'm going to put it out on our Facebook.
Yep.
But the courts can't completely shut down because there still are requirements about arraignments and things like that have to go forward.
Well, they haven't shut down at this point. Courts can completely shut down, and they have in other communities like we did during the car fire. But we're not quite at that point right now per the courts, because that is a decision they would be making on kind of assessing what's going on in our community.
That's interesting. We think we have problems in Redding at times. The mayor of Baltimore yesterday went out and pleaded, stop shooting each other. We need the hospitals for the people with the flu. Please stop shooting each other.
I heard that. Please stop.
The mayor in that city is part of the problem.
Please stop shooting people because we need the hospital space for those who are sick.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. That
So when you think about what's happening, here you go. The sheriff also addressed what's going on at the jail yesterday, all the extra precautions they're taking.
Right.
And, they're checking everybody that comes in because if somebody appears ill, they've only got like two spaces that have, that have the pure air in there it doesn't breathe. So that could be a problem.
Right, for sure. And, everywhere I think is taking precautions. Our office is taking precautions. We have, so far, maybe a fourth of our staff is starting to go home and work remotely. We've been having meetings every day trying to figure out ways that people can work remotely so we can have limited staff in the office. Got a couple more meetings set up today for the other portion of the staff to try to make that work out. We're just kind of trying to get down to a skeleton crew. We're only sending one attorney per courtroom over to court to limit any exposure and just limit the number of people that are in the courtroom.
Okay. So again, everybody, this is affecting us at all levels. The police have said if you have, and the suspect is not there at your property, to just call it in and that you will get a phone call back. There are no more fingerprinting coming in, just like for background checks to come in. The offices of the police are open, but They're not doing the ride-alongs. They're not doing the training for civilians. They're not doing the fingerprinting for people coming in that need, like I said, a background check. Same thing for the sheriff's office.
Yeah. And that's for us. We do have our lobby is closed, but we are remain open for business. We did a post on our social media so people would have the phone numbers. You can call 245-6300. That's our main number, and we can coordinate any type of needs that you may have, reasons to contact our office. If you're a crime victim or witness, we have a separate number you can call, 225-5220, to reach our victim assistance unit, and we can do what we can by phone. If we can't, we can make arrangements to meet them in person.
Okay. We're going to take a break. Hey, Sue, is this the first day of spring?
It is.
It is.
Well, Shingletown's got buried in snow. And you were just and Trish, you're just showing me photos.
This is my friend.
Not talking about like a dusting of snow here. We're talking about a foot of snow. So
that's
welcome,
her deck.
Welcome to Redding, Northern California, in spring. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, community oriented, community run, right here in our good city of Redding. But they also have a branch at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. But you can stop into the two branches right here in town at 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, or the old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and find out how they move dreams forward. Let them tell you how they can help you. Let them show you. Let them demonstrate how they can help you. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We're going to take a break. 35 degrees out there, 8:15 in the morning, and we're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
Your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Redding, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday.
Happy Hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number if you have a question for your Shasta County DA. Stephanie Bridget, the 19th of March today, 8:19 in the morning, 36 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Just when you thought you might be over the need for the heating elements in your home.
You get 3 feet of snow.
It's 36 degrees out there. Hey, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Professional. Veteran-owned business, show up on time, they do the job, you can get onto their programs that every 6 months they come through, check filters, change filters, check your system out, make sure the thermostat's running. They're a great company, great people there. Learn more at homecomfort.org. Trish Clark and I are here with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget. We talked about the jury trials have now ceased unless they're already in session. You've got one left, but
yeah,
it's ceased until April 13th.
And they already have their jury, so there's no need for any jurors to report.
Okay, so does that count against you?
What?
So then the scam happens and somebody calls you and says, you missed jury duty.
Yeah.
You have a $100 fine.
Pay it right now over the phone.
Pay it. No, they'll tell them to go, you know, get something and or something.
I have a credit card number to pay for it right now.
Right now. And I have a very bright friend, very intelligent. They did this with, you know, says from the sheriff's office. And she said, what's your number? And so she called back and answered Shasta County Sheriff's Office, another voice.
Yeah.
And they wanted her to get a, I guess, a money card or something.
Right.
And then they can take that,
you know.
And she was leaving her house and she thought, wait a minute.
Right.
Just wait a minute. So she looks up the number of the sheriff's office this time and calls.
That's what you have to do. You have to be proactive, cautious, and look stuff up yourself. Don't click on links and emails. Don't respond and call phone numbers that people give you when they call you with an unsolicited call.
Well, and I also saw something, I don't know if it's factual, but I got one a couple of days ago that indicated that they can actually take control of your phone so the next call you make, no matter what number you call, you'll get them. Is that...
You know, I'm not 100% sure if they can do that, take that over and redirect it. It's possible, but.
Well, I think what people need to understand is that these places are not going to call you and ask you for information. They're not going to ask you for social security numbers. Businesses do not call and ask for that stuff over the phone.
No, they don't.
Reputable and government agencies certainly don't.
Well, no.
We'll ask for people that pay with their social security, or not, I mean, pay with their credit card number, we'll use that every month. And if we may call and say, do you want us to run this? So they've given us that information already.
Exactly.
So you've got to know the business, and if they want to call back, that's fine. They want to talk to me, that's fine. But but there's the scams going on out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. well, there's definitely a lot of scammers out there who are trying to take advantage of the fears that are surrounding the coronavirus. You know, they're setting up fake websites to try to sell bogus products, fake emails, texts, social media posts, all that in a ruse to try to get money from people, whether it be they're trying to sell hand sanitizers
or toilet paper,
anything like that, because they're trying to get your money and then never send a product to you. They're also setting up websites and emails and social media and everything, trying to say that they have a cure or preventative cough syrup that will prevent COVID-19 or a lozenger or something. And there is no known preventative medicines out there yet. There's no cure. There's none of that. So these they're all going to be fake.
Are
they
going
all
to
going
send
to
you?
Hoped.
This should probably be a good one. We have from Europe test kits, mm-hmm, that we will send to your home, and then after you follow the directions in it, you send it off to this place, and they will call back and tell you.
Right.
I can see that one. I mean,
because people are doing the DNA testing and really into that mindset now,
right,
about doing that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, all of that. I mean, they're trying to do everything they can to set up a way to scam and make money off of this situation. Like, we're hearing a lot, all of us are hearing on the news about the government deciding whether they're going to give checks and free money to the community. We don't know what's going to happen. And that's the point, is that nothing has happened yet. So if you're getting calls, because we're starting to hear this as a scam, of people posing to be the government saying that they are going, if you give us this routing information, we can go ahead and get your check to you faster.
And we can put it right into your bank account.
Right. They're already capitalizing on those conversations that you're hearing out there.
So,
and that's just not going to happen.
If you get a phone call about something like that,
right,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
If people are calling you into your house and you do not know them, you should be very, very suspicious and question them and just hang up. Or don't even answer if you don't know who's calling.
You know, we're starting to get things in our on our phones, on our cell phones, it says possible spam caller.
Yeah, it's a spam risk.
I mean, I see that, and I look, that's really cool. So sometimes though, I'll answer it anyway just to see what it is. And in some cases, almost every case, it is the spam call. But there was one case where they had one of our friends listed that because they had an unknown number.
And that's what I was going to tell you. When I recently went through some stuff where I was receiving phone calls from new agencies dealing with the medication. Mm-hmm. And they told me, you're going to have to answer every phone call for the next month because you're going to be getting calls from people of and almost all of them, and it was UC Davis, and they were coming in with spam.
Right.
So
right.
It's because they were unknown calls.
Right, right. Another one would be with investments. With everything that's going on in the stock market, there are scams that are going out there now of people claiming that certain products and services the stocks are going to double and triple this year. You know, we can sell you shares into those products. You know, click here, get involved, make your money right now. That's another one. So there's a lot of variations of the same types of scam. But the bottom line is they're going to be reaching out to you through an email, through a phone call, social media, wanting you to click on their links, to call back their phone numbers. And no matter what the scam is, if it's government checks or investments or counterfeit medical products, whatever it may be, you don't click on those links. If you're interested in it, you get off and go and do your own independent research. Research that online, look up the appropriate phone numbers, and actually proactively call those agencies with numbers you found, and you can find out if they're accurate.
Right.
Yeah, it's everything that our DA is saying is please take this to heart, because there are unscrupulous people out there. They prey on people. They prey on the elderly. They prey on emergencies like this for crises. You know, when you had the fires, there was somebody calling in just like that. Hey, we're with FEMA. We want to give you money. Give us this. And they're going to take your money. And there is no mercy in them.
No.
And what do you do if you have you ever caught one?
Well, these,
because these are usually from other countries.
Yeah, the ones that are from other countries, other states, those are ones that we just have to work to prevent that. Those aren't things that we can really catch.
Right.
And that's why we got to get that word out there, that education for people to not do that. A lot of times we can help them on the backside if they have become a victim with different resources, but it usually does not involve any type of prosecution. Not that we don't want to, because we would if we could find these people, but that's just the point, is they're hiding behind their computers and their phones in other states and other countries.
Yeah. So if they want you to send that we have your $10,000 here, but you need to send $1,000 to Nigeria, don't do that.
No,
The other thing, because I've had two people just recently who've had their bank accounts somebody got into their bank account. I think one of the things that you need to do, it's so easy to check your balance. Keep track of your bank account on a almost daily basis to make sure that you're not missing money. Because something can happen. Happened to my sister in Florida. They tapped her bank account for about $500 quickly. Fortunately, they caught it at the bank before it went any further. But keep track of your bank account. Be checking your balance daily.
The credit card companies are pretty good. They see something that's weird. They'll send me a text. Yeah. Did you do this?
Right.
And then if I say no, they cancel my card and send me another one.
Absolutely. I've been on the road trying to put gas in my car, and because I haven't.
That's what happened to me.
And they actually shut my card off. Yeah. And so I had to have a phone conversation with them about. Yeah, no, it really is me. I told you that. I started to get angry, and then I thought, that's kind of a good thing because nobody else can use my car.
USAA overnighted me when I was on the road. I was on the road, and they overnighted me one into the next town I was coming in.
Oh, good.
Into. So I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a break here. We're with Stephanie Bridges, Shasta County DA. She's talking about the scams that are going on out there. So if you get a phone call from somebody wanting information so they can send you money from the government or anything like this, that want personal information, they want your Social Security number, they want your routing number to your bank, your bank account number, don't do it. Don't do it, because the government is not the way they're going to handle this. It's just another scam out there. So we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm going to try and get in today. It works on appointments. I'll see if they can sneak me in today somehow. And you give them a call at 244-9478. And remember, it's man's last stronghold. So when you go in there, what they do is they have this high volume Lysol. I'm just kidding. Cypress, just spray you all over. No, I'm just kidding. Cypress Square Barbershop is a great place, my friends. We'll be right back with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, Trish Clark, and Carl Black.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460.
Gotta be one of my favorite Johnny Cash songs.
Phone lines, our phone lines here are 605-4567. We have a number of lines, and they just roll over there. 8:35 in the morning, and the weather report, where it's 36 degrees, looks like it's going to be a pretty decent day, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, who has also got a generator service now that they can help take care of your power needs if the electricity goes off in your house, as it will this summer. With PG&A, so you can save your food, you can run your air conditioning, you can do a number of things, but give them a call at 365-3793. Trish Clark and I are here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and let me see, we were talking about scams. Well, we have some local scams working right here, and most of the ones when you get, again, going over what she said is, if you get phone calls wanting information, like, you know, like, hey, we've got your government check here, but we need to send it to your bank account, give us the routing information and all this, don't do it. You know, the government's not going to do that. Anything that they're asking, personal, asking for credit card numbers or anything, it's just a scam. Just a scam. But we have some local ones here that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, so what we've been working on and trying to help out with is, there has been a local church where the pastor's contact information has been hacked into and has been used to send out requests posing as if from this pastor from the church, trying to say that there's a parishioner who's COVID-19 positive and they desperately need money and they need money to be sent. And people are sending money. We've had some people send money, and unfortunately that's money they'll probably never get back again. So even if they're using someone's name that you know, even if it's a local church that you know, or a local charity that you know, you need to be cautious. You need to, again, not follow the link in the text or the link in the email and go around the backside and do that research on your own. That's particularly sad when we see something happening that's targeting our local communities and posing as if they are those individuals.
Because this is such a giving community.
Right.
And then when you see the name of somebody that you know is a member of this community that is known for, the church is known for helping people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephanie, the price gouging.
Right. Absolutely. So price gouging is something that we are getting reports on. And so before we talk too much about that, I want to put out our fraud hotline number and put that out a couple times. That is 225-5391. That's 225-5391. So if you have, if you're receiving a particular scam email or social media link or something that's involving a local charity or church or something that you want to check out or you think is fraudulent, you know, please give us a call. We do have,
give them the number again.
That is 225-5391. We have extra, I have extra investigators who are dedicating resources to work in our consumer fraud unit right now to make sure that we can respond to all these calls and investigate everything that's being reported to us, which would include price gouging. So we have been receiving phone calls of people reporting price gouging in our community. That would be when someone is offering a good, you know, a product or service, and it is over 10% higher than it used to be. That is kind of the first threshold that we're going to be looking at is that dollar amount of over 10%. So if it is above that 10% higher than the price that was charged immediately before the emergency, that would be considered price gouging. That would be a crime. That would be something that violators can be subject up to a $10,000 fine, up to a year in jail, as well as civil penalties of $2,500 for every single violation of price gouging.
And if you're pretty sure that this is happening, you need to call the DA, and they're going to have to send somebody out there.
We'll send somebody out there to go look at that product, to purchase product.
You've prosecuted people for this before.
Yeah, we had the same situation back with the car fire, where we had price gouging happening, as well as the construction fraud stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of it was we would go out, knock on their door, and then immediately they change the price and they don't do it again. So a lot of times that is a big deterrent, even if they're, you know, borderline raising their price. We're mm-hmm. going to – just the contact by us is going to make people know that we are out there, we're watching what they're doing, just to make sure that they're not taking advantage of our community members.
Yeah, because that – and it's funny because these are – you know, stores that you've shopped in and all of this for years, and you would hope that they would not do that. Instead, as a community, we kind of pull together here during this crisis, as we did during the car fire. But there's people out there that will take advantage of it.
Yeah, and this is something that can not only be prosecuted by my office or any local district attorney's office, but the attorney general's office is also looking at these types of cases as well. So it's a serious violation. So I would hope that anyone in our community would not do that. You know, it's a time, yes, maybe we need to ration how many people can buy a certain product at a given time. We don't want someone coming in and buying 100 or everything that's on the shelf. But let's do that through one or two per customer or whatever, not by putting the price so high that only they can only possibly buy one or two.
Well, my favorite was, you know, in line, and you see the the elderly lady in her shopping cart was the two very large bottles of Jack Daniels. Mm-hmm. That's all she was getting, and I don't think of that as a rush or a
different people stock up on different things in an emergency.
And so far there's been it seems like the alcohol is still out there. Two things we want to talk about quickly is on taxes, your income taxes. You have to file them, but you don't have to pay till
90 days.
For 90 days. I don't know about business.
After April 15th.
Yeah, except for your property taxes are due today. And yes. And so you need to pay your property taxes. There's no give on that one. April 10th. Oh, did I say – I said today, but I meant April 10th.
Don't do that to me.
Okay, I mean April 10th. Thank you. But those are going to be due on that day.
Yeah.
For those who haven't already
property
paid them.
Tax. Second installment, April 10th.
And the other thing is that Dignity Health is going into because this just came out, has launched a free virtual care anywhere for anyone in the community experiencing mild to moderate symptoms of the coronavirus. the service, which is usually $35 per visit, but this fee will be waived for any patient who thinks they may be experiencing coronavirus symptoms. Go to dignityhealth.org and look for the directions there so that you can be, you know, you can be helped there. So many things are happening. Kids are getting their information from school over the internet and all this.
They're encouraging people not to just go to the doctor, though, and not to go to the emergency room.
Do not go to the emergency room.
Do not go call. Find a phone number, call, get directions, go to that thing on the webpage. Just don't show up at the emergency room or the doctor's if you think you have it.
You know, Stephanie, with are there, if this thing goes on, I mean, this thing could go on for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And there's talks that could even be going on longer, depending on if you want to believe the major media sources out there.
Which we probably don't.
Which you don't, but every so often they're like a blind hog. They find an acorn every now and then. But has there been any thought about being able to do things via teleconferencing or Skyping thing where you've got the defendant and the district, you know, the district attorney or assistant DA and the public defender kind of and the judge working in a virtual courtroom?
Yeah, there are. And we have been talking about that as options as well. Myself and the public defender, Bill Bateman, and the court executive officer, Melissa Fowler-Bradley, we've met several times talking about different options like that. They do video conferencing already on juvenile cases.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that is up and running. And it's a matter of if this is going to go on prolonged and we're going to be able to keep the courts running, which would be good if we can do it safely,
mm-hmm.
Then video conferencing is definitely something that is on the table of discussion of what we're trying to work towards.
Okay. When somebody comes in and they're arrested, you've got what, 48 hours?
If they're in custody, so that means they're arrested, they're in jail, and they haven't bailed, been OR'd, or, you know, anything like that. If they are still physically in custody, the benchmark is 48 hours on which they need to be come before a judge.
Okay.
That would be different if they're arrested, like, on a Friday because you've got weekend exceptions. But the general rule is 48 hours.
Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Richard, we're going to get to your question. And we're here with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget, Trish Clark, and myself. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They were in here yesterday along with Dr. Ornigill and other physicians and a gentleman who does the study of how the disease spreads through programs on the computer. It's a two-hour show. It's going to be playing tonight at 6 p.m. It'll be in our archives, but we're going to play it again Monday morning. We're going to be getting updates every day from Shasta Regional, by the way, on things that are going on that we can announce during the show. But this show tonight, I think you're going to find extremely interesting. We have the head of the emergency department at Shasta Regional, Dr. Gill, and the other people here that are going to give a in-depth look at this disease or this virus and how it could possibly spread by using computer models and also what you can do to take care of yourself. 8:46 in the morning, still 36 degrees out there. It's not getting a lot warmer. And Richard, we'll get right back to you after these messages.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. cornerstonecommunitybank.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. It's how we maximize performance, increase strength, and give you the dependability you demand. We engineer our equipment precisely at every level. It's what makes us a leader. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PalosHidroDentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, including massage, nail care, and lash extensions. Wind River Spa. Spend an hour or spend the day with us. Featuring farmhouse fresh products and PCA skin products, we are the only spa in Redding that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment at WindRiverSpa.com. Relaxation. Wind River Spa.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, we're still on the air. We're going to be on the air every day. We're going to be bringing updates. We're going to try and get Health and Human Services in here. Somebody from them, we were supposed to be in yesterday, but maybe they were self-isolating. They didn't come in. I'd love to get Donnell Ewart on to see what we're doing with this, so we can spend an hour with him and he can tell us the plans they're doing. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney, of course, Trish Clark, my Thursday partner, and let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning. Do you have a question?
Yeah, good morning. Not so much a question, just a word of advice to senior age people. If you get a phone call from somebody you don't know and they're going to do you all kinds of favors or whatever, just hang up. Don't give them any information at all. When have you ever encountered that? Some phone calls from somebody you don't know, and, you know, they want to send you money, but you have to reimburse them a little bit.
Yeah, everybody's got to be
hang up. Yeah. And then the same with the email. If it's close to, like, your bank name, but it's not exactly your bank name, delete it. It's not your bank. They do that, too.
Yeah, I know, and they people fall for this, and these people are very smart.
People saved my life at least once that I know of.
Yeah,
and you don't want to click on those links. Go if it's your bank, you probably have a link in there that you use to get to your bank. Go to that. Yeah. Don't click on theirs.
Okay, Richard. Thank you very much, sir. We are talking about Turtle Bay is closing the museum Friday at 6 p.m. again. For this, we've already talked about the virtual urgent care from Dignity Health today. I can't even begin to tell you things that the impact it's having on local businesses. So I encourage you, go to our local businesses and use these local businesses.
Get the takeout food. Buy a gift certificate. Yeah. All kinds of different things that you can do to help keep them in business.
Yeah, because I tell you what, you know, they depend on that cash flow, and with the parking structure coming down and this hitting, this is really hurting some people out there. And we can self-isolate, but we can also get things, you know, like we said, food delivered. You can do all types of stuff to go in and buy it, like a gift certificate or things like that. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, and you've got pages of stuff there, Stephanie. What are the things
we need? And 7 minutes left. Quick, Bridget.
Okay. Get through those 46 pages.
Give us a minute.
Okay. What else?
I think the biggest thing is sometimes people, when they become victims of this, maybe they have already sent money out, and now they're listening going, great, I shouldn't have done that. I'm sure it was fake. And then they don't want to report it because they're embarrassed. I want to encourage people to not feel that way because this happens. People fall victim to this all the time, and it's still report it, please, because we can then stop that person, stop that link, or at least educate our community so that no one else becomes the victim. So please take advantage of that phone number of 225-5391 and call and report the specific things that are occurring in our community. That's a big point that I want to make sure everyone knows.
Some of the people that call and send you that information can be so convincing. A lot of us have been getting caught on some of those scams.
The question of martial law, Governor Newsom brought that up yesterday. The question of martial law.
You need to be careful about Governor Newsom. Everybody needs to be aware that there's a line on how much we can put up
with. When is martial law? I mean, I know that's not under your purview, but no, martial law means does that mean our sheriffs and our city police, or does that mean a national? I know he's activated
the National Guard.
The government pretty much is going to take over, and not our local government like our sheriff and myself and all them.
That means the state comes in and makes sure. Like I just got an email from somebody that said on yesterday at noon that the Nevada governor forced all non-essential businesses to close for 30 days. Casinos, hotels, motels, restaurants, gyms, bars, clubs.
Wow.
Now, I have not heard that, so I don't know if this is exactly true, but it sounds like it's going along with what other people are doing.
Well, I received an email yesterday that the governor was very upset about St. Patrick's Day, and he had given all the bars were supposed to have closed the day before.
Right.
And he indicated that if, in fact, they didn't follow through and they were open on St. Patrick's Day, he was going to ABC, and there was a good chance that all the liquor licenses were going to be pulled. Mm. Now, I'm not sure that he actually has the ability to do that.
I'm not sure if he does either.
However, ABC is a state agency.
Right.
And I know that there was a lot of bars open
and I think they also
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I think they were also down in the Bay Area saying they were going to enact so they would be a misdemeanor if people didn't comply with that.
Exactly.
Which just seems like it's going a little overboard.
Well, the six counties have done the whole.
If we do, right now everybody's social distancing themselves and all these, and nobody has said to close any businesses here in Shasta County, have they? So, but if they do, does the sheriff and when they do that, does the sheriff and the police, do they enforce those
things? It depends on how it's enacted locally. If they enact it so that it's something that's a crime and they're supposed to enforce it, then potentially that they would. That would be up to the sheriff. And it'd be up to our local governing bodies on what they want to enact. But it seems a little excessive. I mean, our businesses, everyone's hurting. Everyone's doing a great job trying to socially distance. People are changing to deliveries instead of having people eat in their businesses. Everyone is working very, very hard. So then to then try and criminalize them just seems a little unfair.
And I have to give sometimes my conservative side just kind of gets its back up. And I have to say that we want to be careful.
Right.
We still want to be diligent about how many of our rights as Americans we're willing to give up for what?
Yeah.
And moderation and all things.
And this is one of the things that, you know, a national emergency, but, you know, it's, you know, our fathers and mothers and many of us have been called to go off to war. And now what we're asking is people stay home, which this seems like a lot easier. But we also have to watch out is that we don't go too far with this. And all of a sudden, we have the National Guard, or people just like us, are out here on the streets saying, I'm sorry, but, you know, is this an essential business? Like, I'd like to think is the media stations is an essential business to get the word out.
Well, and there was
but
one,
they could change the rules.
And there was one mayor that took it upon herself to put in a whole bunch of things about gun confiscation and what have you in these new laws she
not,
was putting
not
in.
Not selling guns or alcohol. Yeah.
How, what is it? Wait a minute.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not related.
Let's be cautious about what rights we're willing to give up for what reasons.
Right. Stephanie Bridget, thank you so much for coming in today. And she made sure that I'd wipe down everything around her, and which we do. And so she leaves.
Yeah, you actually sprayed us with Lysol when we came in the door.
Well, and after she leaves, we're going to wipe down everything else again.
Yeah.
This is something that there's scams going on. There is reports of price gouging that the DA is checking every one of those. The scams, she's warning everybody about that. You can call the fraud number at
225-5391.
And if somebody's trying to give you money, but they want personal information, social security numbers, your bank accounts, or your credit card numbers, don't do it, my friends. Okay, tomorrow we're going to try and see if we can get Health and Human Services in here and to talk about what they're doing with this. It's the good guys.
Someone from
the
public health department.
Yeah. And, yes. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys. And let's physically distance and social distance, but still go to the local stores and support them.
In every way you can.
Brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Taking a quick look.